Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the second parak of Maseches Peah, Parak Beis Mishnah Beis and Parak Beis Mishnah Gimel. In Parak Beis Mishnah Aleph, like as we learned yesterday, the Mishnah was discussing various things that have the ability to separate your field for the purposes of Peah. Normally, you have to separate Peah per field that you own. Each field needs to have its own separation of Peah. So there are certain things, whether it's some sort of an irrigation canal or some sort of a path, there are certain things that have the ability to separate your field and to create two fields to require a person to give Peah separately, once for each field. Our Mishnah, Parak Beis and Mishnah Beis, is going to quote another opinion regarding that issue, regarding that discussion. Says the Mishnah, Amas Hamayim, She'ena yecholi hikotzer ka'achas. If you have an irrigation canal that where you cannot stand on the middle of it and cut and harvest both the crops on both sides of the canal, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mafsakas, such a canal, and only such a canal, would serve as a separation, would separate the fields and require you to give Peah separately once for each field. Now, it's important to realize that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing, explains the Bar Tanura, Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah simply said that a nachal or a shlulis, a stream, or an irrigation canal separate. Seemingly, they always separate. But Rabbi Yehuda, at the beginning of Mishnah Beis, is teaching us, no, that the only time that an irrigation canal, which is some sort of a hole in the middle of the field that separates the field and its purpose is to water the field, says Rabbi Yehuda, the only time that an irrigation canal serves as a hefsek, serves as an interruption to create two different fields, is when you're unable to stand on the middle and harvest and pick and cut and so on, both fields from the irrigation canal. But if you would be able to harvest and cut the grains and the crops from standing on the canal to both fields, then it would not serve as a separation, it would not serve as an interruption, and then you would only have to give Peah from the field as one, and it would not have to give Peah from both of the fields separately. Continues the Mishnah. V'chol ha'horin asher b'ma'ader ye'odeir. It's actually quoting a pasuk from a Sefer Yeshaya, where the pasuk is describing certain types of hills that are extremely steep and extremely pointy, so much so that they're unable to plow them in the typical way. Typically, they would dig out these big glotches, these big hills in the fields by taking a big ox, by attaching a plow to the ox, and then the ox would be able to go and to dig and to level the ground. But we're dealing here with specifically with Haharim, with the hills, Asher b'ma'ader ye'edeirim, where the only way to plow them is through hand tools. You can't do it in the regular way with the ox, says the Mishnah. Afal pi she'ein ha'bakar yochol la'avar b'kelev. Even though you're not able to simply take an ox and to go with a plow with its utensils, like it's typically done when trying to plow a field, who knows in pe'elakol? Even though you've left this land unplowed, at least for the time being, says the Mishnah, you would still be giving Peah on the entire field, and these steep hills would not be considered to be a separation. Now, why would that be? In the previous Mishnah, it said that if there's any unplowed land, that unplowed land that you leave would serve as a separation, and then you'd have to give Peah separately from both fields. So why is our Mishnah here saying no, that if you have these steep hills, the unplowed land, all of a sudden you wouldn't have to give Peah separately, rather you'd give one Peah for the entirety of the field. Is this disagreeing with the previous Mishnah or not? So the Bar Tanura explains simply that because these hills are so steep, and you're therefore unable to plow them in the typical way and bring those ox and to dig it up and to plow them in the way that they would normally be plowed, people are going to assume that, okay, you left them unplowed temporarily for the time being, and he's going to get his hand tools to plow them in that way. But he left them only for the time being, and therefore they would not serve as a separation for the field, and you'd only have to give one separation of Peah for the entire field. Continues the Mishnah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, says the Mishnah, Hakol mafsik lezeroin. Everything that we said now, in terms of what separates fields, the paths, and the irrigation canal, and the stream, and the unplowed land, and so on, all of that is mafsik lezra'im, has the ability to separate fields for when you're just dealing with all different types of plants. You have all different types of plants, and therefore, if the plants are separated by any of those things, they create different fields, and you'd have to take peah separately. But says the Mishnah, ve'eino mafsik le'ilon, ela gader, ela gader. The only way to separate, if you had, let's say not plants, but you have trees, all different types of trees, the only way to separate that is with none of the previous things, not the stream, not the path, not the unplowed land, none of the stuff in Mishnah Aleph can separate trees. The only way to separate trees for the purpose of Peah is through a fence. Now, why would that be? Why are we making a distinction? Why are we differentiating between plants and trees? So the Bar Tanura points out, because plants are generally all next to each other, and therefore, if there's a major separation, then we're assuming that it's a different field. But trees typically are further away from each other. Therefore, having them further away from each other, having some sort of a separation, doesn't show us that they're different fields, because the trees are always away from each other. But having a fence, which would be, let's say, the Bar Tanura says, at least 10 tefachim high, having such a fence would clearly make it into two separate fields for the purposes of peah. But that's the difference between plants, regular plants, and trees. Finishes off the Mishnah of Imhaya Se'ar Kosesh. And if there was, what's Se'ar? So Se'ar usually means hair. But in this case here, it's referring to the branches. It's just like we have, hair kind of sticking out on our heads. So to the trees have branches, sticking out from them. So Imhaya Se'ar Kosesh. If the branches are like intermingled, if they're like mixed up on both sides of the fence, Eino Mafsik. Right, if they're sort of touching on both sides of the fence, then eino mafsik, that would not serve as a separation for the purposes of peah. Ela nosein peah lakol. Rather, you'd give peah from the entirety of the field, even if there's a fence, as long as the branches of the trees are intermingled or mixed together, then they're considered one field for the purposes of peah, and you'd only give peah once for the entirety of the field. Quick review. Mishnah Beis added another opinion, Rabbi Huda's opinion, regarding the irrigation canal. When is it that an irrigation canal only, according to Rabbi Huda, serves as a separation? When not? Then the Mishnah just concluded with a discussion about steep hills and whether or not that's an exception to the rule that even the normally unplowed land would serve as a separation. Perhaps the steep hills, the pointy hills on the land that can only be plowed with hand tools, perhaps that would be an exception, and therefore you would only separate one level of peah. And then Mishnah Gimel taught us the distinction, the difference between trees and plants. And for the purposes of plants, we have all of these ways to possibly separate the fields. But when it comes to trees, the only way to truly separate is with a fence. A fence can serve as a separation. But even if there's a fence, if there are branches, the Mishnah taught us, on both sides of the fence of the trees that are intermingling, then in that situation, you'd no sin peah lakol. You would only separate peah once for the entirety of the field. Have a great day.